Blog Talk Radio.
Live in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-Africanist. spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, June 28th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the new working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Emeka, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya Sikh and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Do join me here each and every working weekday, high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, live and always in archive at your convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. Please do remember to visit and continue to support my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees. Of well-documented revelation and manifestation. That website address is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and do recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, astrologists, numerologists, Orisha priests, Babalao, Sangomas, who can be located via my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation and Divine Revelation, as well as Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to continue to show your support and your love for these very powerful voices featured within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectfully. The King's Chamber, the dwelling place of kings, prophets, and gods, featuring Dr. Mandrake. Long before the idea of predicting the future, there was the Word. And from the Word came existence and all thereafter. And only from this Word can all of your questions be answered. And Dr. Mandrake is available to take your questions 24 hours a day. If he is unavailable, please do feel free to use his scheduling on the King site. He is available also by appointment, but he is a very active practitioner within the group with comments and ratings within the tens of thousands. Visit Dr. Mandrake via his link within the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Reverend Majati Baruti of Uja Temple Ministries in the Roof Garden, a ministry teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent. Hosted by Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell via their archive radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will find Temple of the Enlightened Mind Spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve, featured in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Han For Kablamin. Welcome to the site, Han For Kablamin, which was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much information about the Pan-African worldwide voodoo religion and culture. This via written audio, images, and recording. You will find much information that we hope will help you to better understand the voodoo culture, religion, and Pan-African experience, and more precisely what our belief system is truly all about and based on. So continue to show your support for Khan for Kabla Man via the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Queen's Chamber featuring very powerful elders, godmothers, mentors, Sangormas, Iyanifas in their own right, Divine Voltaire, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, See What One Orisha Can Do, all featured within the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, The Solution, via her link in the Queen's Chamber of my website, offering power, peace, and positivity 24 hours a day to assist you in any endeavor, personal, private, business, career. She specializes in single-headed households, particularly single mother-headed households. So please do take the opportunity to visit Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, The Solution, and know that she is now broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be adding her archive player to the Queen's Chamber in coming days. Also visit Goddess Palace, where you will find the Goddess Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find young Amiti Anuket, master astrologer Amiti Anuket, via her temple radio show. She is an old soul, however, that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe via master astrology, as well as various other Pan-African gifts and tools. Please do take the time to visit Amiti Anuket Astrology and her temple radio via her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Queen Ifama serving nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive within the Queen's Chamber of my website. My friend and respected elder, Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist. She also offers original and handcrafted African jewelry and products. So please do visit her website while listening to her in archive within the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Goddess Nana Alana Omare, a very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Goddess Nana Alana Omare, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time, and you will find her within the Queen's Chamber. Within the Queen's Chamber of my website. Do forgive me, I'm being chatted away in the middle of my show, as it often does happen. All is indeed a blessing. We also wish to continue to support Sister Abena, Mother Earth, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous and the Recovery Room, uniquely designed with the African in mind, featuring master healer and spiritual therapist, Sister Abena Africa, Mother Earth, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player within the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find one of our faithful community members, sponsors, and a priestess in her own right within the Temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Angelic Soap, featuring handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low, moisturizing lather, offering fair trade-based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters, specializing in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Angelic Soaps is now activating a special coupon, HDP15, House of the Divine Prince 15, for an automatic 15% deduction of price. The code is good only for followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, and of course our Blog Talk Radio listening audience, and is of an indefinite term. The coupon code will need to be entered at the time of checkout with Teresa of Angelic Soaps. Give thanks. We also continue to support the Queen Felice Akushawa Experience, Nubian Jewels, African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar, with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle, one centralized location via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And do be reminded that I have several stores within the pages of this website, particularly the second page, Neter Hetur, which is ancient Egyptian comedic for House of the Divine Prince. I offer books offered by members of my family, my mother, my sister. Also offer various books, DVDs, CDs, featuring the Pan-African, Animistic, Yoruba, Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Voodoo, Hoodoo, Obeya, Diaspora, R&B, Jazz, World Music, Reggae, Bob Marley, The Abyssinians, Crystal Soap, Tiger Head Tooth Pendants, all sorts of Pan-African products, and they change frequently. So do take the time to visit. I often also carry home gardening supplies for our home herbalist, those with the green thumb, our vegans and vegetarians. So please do take the time to explore and visit all the pages within my website, but also the second page where my store, many of my store links are located. We most certainly do appreciate your continued support, love, and attention, not only to our Blog Talk Radio main profile, but also to the website. Indeed, we truly give thanks. We need, appreciate, and enjoy your contributions to this community by way of the Facebook like button, by way of tweeting us on Twitter, utilizing the share this button where you can offer us on 335 social networking sites and blogging sites. We most certainly do appreciate you. Also, by taking the time to explore, visit, investigate the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the various strategic places on our Blog Talk Radio profile. These also give us some credit and some recognition by you, from you, for our being present here with you on Blog Talk Radio. also continue to support our weekly Congo Square gatherings, as well as the post that I do for Congo Square. I have uploaded our most recent videos in Congo Square with the famous Tito Sampa from the Congo and Congo drummers, all to be located on my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Also to be located on my YouTube page, youtube.com/VoodooTy, VoodooTye, and also on my YouTube page, Divine Prince, youtube.com/Divine+Prince. Do support, as well as visit and become a part of our weekly Sunday afternoon ancestral ritual drumming, dancing, singing, chanting, libation, pouring, celebratory, ceremonial cleansing, offering grassroots community healing gathering within the square circles of Congo Square, Armstrong Park, where we often cross the street and have lunch and gathering and communion at Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery in African Cuisine, located at 704 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Proprietor is the Brother Shaka. We most certainly do appreciate your continued support here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, on the various places where we are connected, but also by visiting with us here in this beautiful, historic, enchanted, and most haunted city of America, New Orleans, Louisiana. We indeed truly give thanks with you and for you. I will be adding more of the Congo Square videos also to the Congo Square page of my website, my Hoodoo Center photos and Congo Square section of the website. So please do continue to support, enjoy, and investigate. We indeed are grateful for each and every one of you. Also, those of you present here with us, Queen V1, one of our faithful priestesses within our community, Live, Love, Pure Natural, we most certainly appreciate your divine being and presence. Hakima, one of our faithful community members. Amiti Anuket Astrology, one of our high priestesses within this squared circle of gods and goddesses. She can also be found within the virtual temple groups to be found in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Those links can also be found on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. Those links can also be found on my cam page at www.mycampage/TheDivinePrince, which incidentally is not on right now. I literally just walked in the house as my opening theme music was playing, so I really didn't have time to set everything up the way that I normally would like to do during the show, but all is indeed a blessing. And do visit these virtual temple groups. Not only does it give me an opportunity to rest a little bit, but know that many of these practitioners, all of these practitioners, have been well vetted. If you go into my House of the Divine Prince King group, Priestess Star has 18,000 comments and ratings. Sir Cheo has 12,000 comments and ratings. I4C has 21,000 comments and ratings. Mother Peace has 35,000 comments and ratings. See what one Orisha can do. Has several profiles. Just one of them has 8,000 comments and ratings. Just as I have several profiles on Keen. I have 7 profiles on Keen. So add those comments together. Add those ratings together. Look at the dates. Look at the times. Know that we are actively participating in the community with you and for you. Myself, Amiti Anuket Astrology, Goddess Mother of Orisha, see what one Orisha can do. Isis Jade, another powerful practitioner with 7,000 comments and ratings. Simone, many, many others, hundreds, too many for me to name during every show. So do take the time to visit my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine plus prince. Also, my main website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and also my cam page, www.mycampage.com/thedivineprince, where you will find these links for these powerful practitioners, spiritualists, numerologists, master astrologists, Ifa priests, Ianifas, Babalaos, Obeyas, all within these groups. We are true friends. Divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. These groups collectively have over 20,000 comments and ratings. So please do take the time to visit these professional expert practitioners within these groups. All is truly and indeed a blessing. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward momentarily. Again, I am humbled by each and every one of you present, both live with us in the chat, those listening via the remote Blog Talk Radio archive players, those who are with me present now on the phone lines. I most certainly am truly humbled and appreciative for each and every one of you. And Goddess Mother of Orisha, do me a favor. Press the number one on your telephone keypad, whether you're going to speak or not. We are using the new studio, and I want to be sure that I can see when people want to speak. Okay, I see it now. Okay, I got it. So if you're just listening, you can unclick it now if you want to. Otherwise, I will open your line a little bit later in the show also. But I most certainly appreciate you for doing that for me. Now I see what that looks like on the new switchboard. I certainly appreciate that. My live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will humbly address your question, comment, or concern momentarily. Know that all is indeed and truly a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, Ashe.
Now
Remind you that on Thursday, June 30th, 2011, from 6 to 8 p.m., there will be a drum workshop taught by master Cuban drummer Roman Diaz at the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, here in this beautiful, legendary New Orleans, Louisiana. Ashe Cultural Center can be found at www.ashecac.org. And of course, a reminder of our July 2nd, 2011 date and appointment for sunrise, 6:30 a.m., where we will begin our Mayapa commemoration and celebration starting at Congo Square in Armstrong Park, where we will then tour many of the historically relevant locations within Treme, such as the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the French Quarter. We will then cross the river, tossing and offering cowrie shells and flowers as we make our way to Algiers Village, the village in Algiers. At 12 noon on July 2nd, we will meet back at the Ashe Cultural Center right in my backyard for food and beverages, as well as performances from Cuba, Congo, Brazil, Haiti, dancers and drummers. And at 7 p.m. on Mayapa Commemoration Day, Saturday, July 2nd here in New Orleans, we will have a concert with O.U. Oro at Ashe Cultural Center for $10. So indeed, we give thanks and praises for this annual commemoration and celebration, and we invite as many of you as can to visit and to join us on July 2nd, Saturday at sunrise, 6:30 a.m. in Congo Square. Again, you can get more information by contacting Ashe Cultural Center, where I am a faithful, committed, participating, contributing member. Ashe Cultural Center, located at 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70113. Their website is www.ashecac.org. We also continue to show our support for Stu Art, and their website is www.goldmedz.com. Stu Art, get ready, be prepared, and pay attention. Commissioned artwork, customization, signs, fashion, film, bikes, murals, and so much more. We also do continue to support EarthOdysseyNola.com, www.EarthOdysseyNola.com. My favored proprietor of crystal, mineral, stone, fossil, Joy Guha Sakar at www.EarthOdysseyNola.com, located in the legendary and historic French Quarter section of New Orleans, Louisiana. We also continue to show our support for Priestess Miriam Shimani, founder and queen mother of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple, located at 828 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. Diagonally across the street, if you will, from the Congo Square. Please hold. Someone is at my door.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm live on the radio.
Yesterday?
I beg your pardon?
Did you talk to you yesterday? I'm the exterminator. By using your electricity to do this?
No, you didn't.
All right. But can I borrow it? Or?
Sure.
All right. I have a cord.
Okay.
If you want, you can, whatever it's to be.
I just need you to be quick. I'm live on the radio right now. 2 hours. Okay. All right.
So, good thing now.
Okay, good thanks. So, indeed, I am here with you. You heard the interference, so give thanks. But, indeed, we continue to support those who support us. And in doing so, we want to be reminded to continue to show our love and support for King and Queen Emporium, International King and Queen Emporium International, offering body oils, burning oils, incense, candles, resin, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea souffle, buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, and, of course, Bob Marley t-shirts, caps, hats, posters, and cultural items. Located at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. We also continue to support Felix Figueroa at F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, my favorite hoodoo, voodoo, Yoruba Ifa Lakomi Santeria Supply House, located here at 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70119 in the 7th Ward. F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, offering sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, and perfumes. Felix Figueroa, F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, located at 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. We continue to support our active members of our Congo Square community to include Sula, Oshun Ede, and Ndaye of Zion Trinity, who will also be performing on Mayafa Commemoration Day on July 2nd, Saturday, July 2nd. Zion Trinity are songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the creator in 1997 as a prayer group and is known today as New Orleans' female vocal sensation. They have been the opening act for Joseph Hill and Culture, The Wailers, Burning Spear, Lucky Doobie, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Roots Underground, and Groundation. Indeed, they are international, diverse, and dynamic, world beat, reggae, jazz, funk, African traditional, African ritual, for which we often see performed by Sula and many others, including myself, on Sundays at 2 p.m. in Congo Square. So indeed, we continue to support Zion Trinity, their website, www.ZionTrinityBand.com. They can also be found on YouTube at youtube.com/ZionTrinity. We also continue to support, of course, Baba Luther and Bambula 2000 by way of InternationalArtsFoundation.com, www.InternationalArtsFoundation.com. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. I don't want to neglect a friend and community member, also Orisha Priest, Ifa Priestess, Marcus Akinlana, who is a very powerful fine art artist, offering murals, wearable art, glassware, etc., in the French Quarter at 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. Marcus Akinlana can be found at www.akinlana.net, akinlana.net, Marcus Akinlana. Also, show your support for Shakur, another powerful New Orleans artist, Fine Art by Shakur, also located at 702 Decatur Street in the French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. Shakur's website is www.shakorart.com, shakorart.com. I want to remind you again of the powerful events that are going on, have been going on, and will continue to go on here locally in New Orleans leading up to MIAFA on Saturday, July 2nd, 2011, and beyond. I want to add to that the New Orleans Dance Festival 2011, 15th Annual New Orleans Dance Festival. Artistic Director Beverly Trask offers a celebration of the dance and musical traditions of the Congo, Cuba, Haiti, Brazil, and New Orleans from June 25th to July 2nd, which is our MIAFA Commemoration Day. Special performances by Oyo Oro Afro-Cuban Dance Ensemble at the Ashe Cultural Center at 7 p.m. for a $10 donation on that same Saturday, July 2nd, MIAFA Commemoration Day. All other activities for that day will be free, to include the June 30th drum workshop taught by Cuban drummer Robin Diaz on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. So, indeed, if you need more information, more contact information, directions, lodging, any of the above, please do feel free to contact the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central here in the beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, by way of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Also by visiting me on Keen at www.keen.com/divine-prince. By visiting mycampage.com/the Divine Prince, mycampage.com/the Divine Prince, and also by visiting me on Facebook 24 hours a day at www.facebook.com/the Divine Prince. I'm going to take just a quick intermission, kind of get some understanding on what's going on out here in my yard. It shouldn't take me long. I will be with you momentarily, where you will enjoy more of the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to address, when I return, some of the questions that have been floating in the chat, and also just an understanding and understanding and interpreting the dichotomy that is foundation and fluidity, which in many ways is just another way of wording the question that was posed in the chat by Amenti Astrology, and how do we deal with the distraction. So I will be forward with you momentarily. All this truly and indeed a blessing. I'm honored by those present with me live in the chat. Amenti Astrology, Hakima, Live, Love, Pure Natural, Queen B1, all of our special guests, those who have come and gone, those who are present with us now live on the phone lines. Indeed, we truly are humbled and honored. Goddess Mother Varisha, of course, we give great respect and honor for your time and energy being present here with us. And I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Yeah. Thank you.
Harambe, divine all blessed unity and community. We now have construction workers, of course, in the middle of my show, using my power right outside my door, next door to me right now. So if you do hear any noise during the show, somebody, please do chat me an instant message. Let me know, and I will be able to try and lessen some of the background noise, if indeed there is some. Again, I am honored, truly honored, humbled by each and every one of your divine presence and being. Queen Bee One, Live, Love, Pure Natural, all of our special guests, Candeleo, faithful member of our community, a member, Amiti, Honest Astrology, Anuket, one of our master astrologers within the virtual temple house of the Divine Prince, and of course, those of you who are present with me now on the phone line, I give great appreciation, love, and honor to each and every one of you for taking the time out of your schedule and your day to be present here with us at High Noon. Indeed, the distractions, Amiti, are a natural part of the equation. And it's not that God or spirit or Mother Nature or the universe has conspired to sort of just pick at us. But indeed, based on our perspective, we learned a powerful lesson on yesterday on Facebook about perspective. Orishanmi, Kahinde, Adesanya, and myself yesterday, looking at one picture, she seeing one direction, me seeing and understanding another direction. Distractions, as I often said, Amiti, are like weather. They just are within this realm. We are in constant motion, constant movement. Our bodies, the planet, the animals, people, even the plants around us, which give the illusion of stability, are indeed moving and in motion. And only with the most technologically advanced of camera equipment are we now able to document that process. But we as spiritual beings, conscious beings, need to fully understand and comprehend at all times that indeed we are movement. We are moving. Once you stop, you're literally dead, metaphorically. Now, technically, nothing ever really stops moving. Even after we are commissioned to the grave, if you will, the planet is still moving. It's still rebirthing, recreating, regenerating itself. So indeed, we give thanks for that particular aspect of the understanding of your question about the distraction. But there are also other ways to look at it, to view it. And today I had already sort of planned and had been working out in my meditation and in my prayer work, understanding, interpreting the dichotomy that is foundation and fluidity. It is human nature, human need, if you will, to want to affix absolutes, to want to fix a certain sense of permanence, to happiness, sadness, to success, to where we live, if you will, where we work, if you will. There are certain aspects of all of our lives which we have an illusion of a fixed nature, some sense of permanence, but always having a greater understanding that all things can, will, and do change, and are often in the process of changing even as we experience them. So when we use spiritual terms, like foundation, like stability, grounding ourselves. Again, there's a certain limit to the usage of the word. Some of us are very mathematical, or very logical, or very reasoned oriented, or just looking for the easy understanding. So you want it to be black and white. You want it to be in one book. You want it to be in one religion. You want to be able to take that class and learn it and have it for life. And indeed, the spiritual path is itself a consistently transforming, changing, evolving process. So even the learning, once you feel you've gained a sense of knowing and have established some mile markers, if you will, the rules change, the road changes. Whether you're in medicine or a teacher or a mathematician or in computers, even you who are listening to me now who have a computer, you have to update. Things are constantly changing. Those of you who are listening now who broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, you know now that we are no longer using the switchboard and we are now using the studio, and you're having to learn something new. So there is no consistency in that illusionary dimensional sense that we give it here on Earth, just like time. It's more fluid than it is fixed. And it is a scientific fact and understanding that it's only relative to where you are, where you're measuring the time from. Time is not quite the same. It's not as exact right now in this moment for me as it is for a mentee who's on the East Coast, as it is for Goddess, Mother of Orisha, who's on the West Coast, and so on and so forth. So the distractions will always come. And distractions can take on the form of anything. They can be your children. They can be your job. They can be your coworkers. They can be the hater brigade that exists in the social networks that's only purpose is to mess up your day. It can come in all forms. And when we take this out of the intellectual and back into the spiritual, it typically will come where you are most successful, where you are weakest, where you need the most work. And that's why I say all is a blessing. If you can rise to your goddess self in the presence of those distractions and say, okay, what am I supposed to learn here so that I don't have to continue to repeat this situation, this event, this feeling, this emotion? We as practitioners, the glory of being a magical practitioner is our ability to change anything and be responsive in any situation, irregardless of the quote-unquote physical structure. There's a great biblical story, very popular in the Rastafarian community, about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were condemned to the fire. And this great king put them in a furnace and closed the door and expected them to be consumed, only to find that their experience of that situation had been transformed and they weren't being consumed. They felt no pain. And indeed, as the story goes, there was now a third presence, said to be the Christ, present in this fire with them. So this is a magical, spiritual, metaphorical understanding of life. Buddhists say that all pain, all tribulation is ego. It's a matter of how we view ourselves at any given time. What greatness, what importance, what we deem to be necessary. You know, there are certain things in our life that we think that we would just die without, until you're forced into a situation where you don't have them. Show of hands, how many of you have ever been homeless? I have, and lost everything overnight. you know, that coffee bed that you were comfortable with, that altar you normally worked with is now removed. And again, this is a part of the mystery of life. That very thing that we develop a codependency on will surely be that thing that is tested. That area where you are most sensitive, where you are most weakest. And you know it's spirit. When you walk out in the public or you step out into the virtual domain of a social networking site and you're attacked, and particularly when you're attacked on something specific that you know a person doesn't know about you, has no understanding about you, then you can only deduce that this is attack originating from within the spirit realm. Now, there are two types of attacks within the spirit realm, two types of distraction. There is that which is for your good, Papa Legba, Ishu, said to be the divine trickster, if you will. His true meaning, his true role is to teach you the divine lesson. But he will often get us where we think we're secure. He will often get us at that blind side, where we're not looking. We think we got all covers, all bases covered, all windows barred, but we forgot about that little window in the bathroom, that little window in the utility closet. And we all have that within our spiritual nature. It's who we are. That may, again, I'm responding to the chat, that may or may not be. Again, there's a delusion, an illusion at work there also. We see a person, a place, a thing as being the trigger, as being associated with a certain distraction, a certain struggle, if you will. But ultimately, the real work is within. The real distraction is within. When you see the sadhu, the yogis in India, bury their head in the sand or expose themselves to extreme cold or extreme heat and be able to meditate through that, uncomfortable positions, contortions. This is what they are symbolizing in the physical, what's really at work in the spiritual. So the illusion is, it's your finances, it's your job, it's your children, it's your mate, it's the coworker. But ultimately, the real block exists within you and within the spirit realm. Remember, indeed, true spiritual power lies in its efficacy, and the spirit realm is the only real, true, tangible space we really have. We've sort of superimposed tangible onto wood, paper, stone, water. But indeed, that is only a small, and science says less than 2% of our total creation. Most of our creation is dark matter. It's unknowable, unseeable, uncalculatable, cannot be measured, if you will. So too is our daily waking life experience and path. Our true work is not tangible. It's not limited to something physical. I've moved. That was my issue, to move. It didn't matter where I moved. The issue was there. Mates, you have an issue with a mate, we say, okay, well, it's that person. And then we move on to the next relationship, and it's that person. And then we move on to the next relationship, and we never deduce our role in the activity. We never take the time to contemplate our position in drawing, in attracting, in getting involved with, in repeating cycles of, that we already know cause us pain. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. The 12-step program calls that insanity. Now, I would have to agree with that. But it's human nature to learn and to act out that type of insanity until we grow, until we get enough bumps on the head, if you will. So indeed, you know, any person, people, place, thing can easily become, can be superimposed as being the issue, the problem. If I can just correct this, if I can just, you know, recreate this person, place, thing, situation, then all will be well. And even when that can be accomplished, it's usually temporary to some degree. And the spirit forces, the creative forces, will regroup and will come back to you in a later season, in a later cycle, and try and find a different entryway to distract you. And again, if we look at the mystery of Papalegba, of Ishu, Bar Mainiko, Indora, Bar Mayako, Bar Mayakanda, if we look at what Papalegba does, what he represents, who he is, then indeed all is truly a blessing. Because when you grow, when you begin to walk in your master level, walk in your God consciousness, your goddess consciousness, then you begin to see those challenges as opportunities to sort of caulk the cracks, if you will, to fill in those holes in your spirit body, in your life, in your finances, in your relationship. It's not always necessary to throw out something, to give up on something. Often we are just not willing to put the work in necessary on not only ourselves, but our situation to improve and to move to the next level, particularly us in this westernized culture. We have a very disposable, fast food-oriented way of looking at life, at love, at relationships, at career, at work, at what is pleasure and what is pain. And the least little bit of struggle, many of us succumb to that. We become weakened to that. And it's accepted practice in this society, in this culture. How many times do we ask, you know, someone, hello, how you doing? And their response is to affirm something negative. Usually, I'm tired. That's the number one response, I'm tired. Oh, good Jesus, I'm tired. You know, we hear that all the time. I know I have, particularly from, you know, the generations before me, parents, grandparents. You know, it's a very typical refrain that we've sort of accepted as a normal part of the conversation, reaffirming, replanting that seed, recreating that reality. So as an offering, I would suggest to first begin to just change your wording about what you're experiencing. Stop calling it a weakness. Stop calling it a distraction. Stop calling it an attack. And recreate it for yourself. Re-superimpose something positive on top of it until it becomes your reality. If I were ill now, if I were desperate now, if I were broke now, I would come on here and say, I would still say all is a blessing, further seeding that as my reality. I was having a sort of a public conversation, if you will, on Facebook with one of my nephews on yesterday, who's much younger even than you, Aminti. So he indeed is still growing and learning and developing as a person, as an individual. And the choice was, without going into great detail about what we were talking about, here it is, I got it, right in front of me. He was suggesting that he was slowly becoming bitter with a lot of things that are sort of going on in his life. And I offered that could be easily any of us. Again, finances, employment, business, relationship, marriage, children, housing. That could be any of us. Natural disaster, God forbid. And we can all choose to either be bitter or choose to be a conqueror. And we do that in the reinforcement of what we say, what we project about that event. And that's not to say that you're not going to experience an array of colors, an array of things within. Understand, grow, mature to a point where you realize it's not always necessary to share that outside of yourself. It is indeed still an illusion, still in the imagination, still within the realm of creation within, when it's still in the mind, when it's still in the dream, when it's still in the mist. So many mornings I wake up and I might not feel animated. I might not feel motivated. I might not feel ready to go. But I won't say that. And you've heard me say my squared circle of gods and goddesses that quite often I take a word fast in the morning. And unless it's a professional call, I don't talk in the morning. I don't take calls. I don't conversate. Now, I will in word, on paper. I will instant message with you. We will chat. We do our Facebook thing in the morning that I like to do, the Good Morning Coffee Club and the sunshine photos. But I try and stay quiet within myself and listen to positive music, positive voices, positive conversations until I am able to speak positively outside of myself. And it be that reality. If I am personally in doubt, I won't say so. I will say all is a blessing. I will project light. I will project love until I get it. Another common saying in the 12 steps is fake it until you make it. So, I'm not saying fake a smile. I'm not saying, go to work and put people on about, how much joy you have. I'm not saying that. But I am suggesting that you rename the challenge, the challenger, the situation, the weakness. Give it a different name, a positive one, and that will within itself plant the seeds that will assist you in recreating whatever that reality is. Because in the moment, it's temporary. My response to him was, choose to be bitter or choose to be a conqueror. Bitter only consumes you and your time. Remember, negative energy needs negative energy. It's self-consuming, all-consuming. It will only ultimately exhaust and destroy itself. Positive needs positive. It's consuming, all-consuming. And it gets bigger and it gets larger and it grows and it becomes self-sustaining. So choose to be bitter or choose to be a conqueror. Bitter only consumes you in your time. Before you realize it, when we allow ourselves to disintegrate, to regress into bitter, before you know it, an hour has passed, a day has passed, a week has passed. A year has passed, a decade has passed. Bitter only consumes you and your time. Okay, I just lost all power. Give thanks. And I know why. I do apologize, people. I was on a roll, too. But as I stated, there's a contractor outside my door pirating per my landlord, my power. And it just blew my fuse. So I'm now going to have to go outside. You blew my power, so we no longer have an agreement. On the right.
I'll give him a call.
Yeah. Yeah. I need my power, and my audience is listening and waiting patiently. Okay, we have power.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on. Thank you. All right. So now I'm going to have to reboot my computer and everything. I do have a emergency power backup, which for, particularly for those of you in the Midwest and on the East Coast, anywhere that has storms and can be subject to power outages, I strongly suggest a battery backup. Now, what the battery backup does is prevent power surges, sudden loss of power to shut your computer down prematurely, damaging it in any way. You can literally run your computer often up to an hour on the battery power backup, but it will limit your ability to do many applications in order to save that juice so that you can, because its ultimate purpose is to allow you time to shut your computer down in a much safer manner, but it still will require you after your power boots up, particularly when you lose all power like he just did to my location. It cut power to everything, including the battery backup, so I'm going to have to reboot. I'm rambling, so let me stop talking until I get this together. I don't want you all to sort of be in dead air while I get this going again. Everything has to reset, so I have no means of playing any kind of music right now, not even through the satellite, because the satellite also works like a computer and has to reset. So just give me a second here. I do apologize. The contractor has said he's going to move on. He's not going to disturb us and my power anymore, which I should have never agreed to in the first place. But I was trying to be nice for the sake of the landlord who's rehabbing another property next door to me, which is actually going to be a multi-unit property next door to me. And apparently they don't have the power on over there, at least not enough for their contractors to do what they need to do. And that's really their responsibility, isn't it? Not mine. So my air conditionings are now coming back on. Air conditioning is a crucial necessity in this part of the Deep South, or any part of the Deep South for that matter. So they are now on. Let me check my fish aquariums and make sure all my fish are safe. Yeah, indeed, give thanks. Still going to take me just a few more moments here. I do appreciate your patience. I guess we can say one good thing, it wasn't Block Talk Radio's fault this time. It was definitely here on my end. Just be patient with me. It is going to take some time for me to completely reboot, reload all the pages that I typically have open during this show. So I do appreciate each and every one of your divine being and presence here with me. It'll even take me a moment to open my words, so I don't even have my notes now in front of me. This is what happens during live radio. Indeed, all is a blessing. I appreciate each and every one of you and your patience as I try and get things moving again here. I'm trying to rush it, but rushing it typically is not a good idea on the computer. Some of these programs are taking a little longer than normal because of the way they were shut down. I am here with you. I do, again, apologize for the lack of power and the interruption in the middle of the show. If you would bear with me, I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Alafia and Ashe, indeed all is truly a blessing. Goddess Mother Risha, is that you, 510? Is your hand raised? I'll be with you momentarily. I just wanted to quickly finish my thoughts before we were interrupted and lost power. A person can, one can choose to be bitter or choose to be a conqueror. Bitterness only consumes you and your time. Conqueror guarantees an alternate future outcome to your perceived temporary present moment. In a much broader reality of time space, what you feel, how you see things today will not be the same 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when you will still benefit the rewards of motherhood. So change your wording. Change your way of identifying. Say joy. Replace the word with something else. And indeed, in many situations, maybe not yours, but the words gain a life of themselves, and the children begin to pick up on the words. We said, well, you know, you're a pain, you're worrisome, you're a problem. And in a moment, we're just being emotional. But our children hear and feel the words and the gravity of the words, both literally and spiritually, often forever, until they get to be our age and have to do this work to undo the words, the program, the vibration that has been set down and laid for them. So we change them by changing ourselves. We change our environment by changing ourselves. Even with the perception of the environment, what makes one person find working out fun and exhilarating and necessary, and the other person, the next person, finds working out to be a chore and a worrisome or tiresome habit? It's a matter of perception of the challenge, perception of the challenger. And indeed, challenges come to make us strong, to make us better. They are not just weather that is here to annoy us for the sake of annoyance. Papa Legba Ishu Varaniko does not come just to be a trickster. Ultimately, it's to raise us to a higher vibration, to raise us to a higher level of consciousness and understanding. So change that situation, change that experience just by refusing to see it and interpret it and receive it as a negative part of your existence. There are some things that trouble us, for lack of a better word, that are an irritant to us that we can very easily remove. You have worrisome neighbors, you can move if you want. But there are other aspects of our life that come that just are, that we must do, like the weather, like earth change, like calamity, and we just learn to adjust because we have to. It is in the moment. But when we rise to our higher self, our God self, our goddess self, and we see time in its reality, which is a much broader perspective, a much more elastic perspective, then what we experience in that moment becomes so much smaller. I remember being in basic training in the Army. It was hell for me personally. And when you're in that moment and it's not something you enjoy, it's not something that you find a way to recreate first in your mind, in your perception, in your spirit, then indeed it truly becomes hell. And your days get longer. Your time gets longer. Your feeling of experience expands to some degree. And there's a saying, there's a cliche, time flies when you're having fun. Time seems to get shorter, quicker. You wish you had more time when you're having a great time. So it literally begins in your perception of the challenge, of the challenger, of the endeavor, and first changing your perception of that to the experience that you wish to have with that. And this is not layman material. Sure, laymen can do this. I strongly suggest everyone learn to do this. But particularly before you practitioners, you master astrologers and numerologists and consultants who are exposing yourself to all types of energy on a daily basis, it is crucial that we understand how to separate ourselves from experience to remain in touch with our time, space, awareness, and to be able to operate and respond accordingly. Goddess Mother Verisha, I'm going to you as we speak. Divine peace and blessings. Alafia. Are you with me? 510-649. Did you have a question or a comment? Okay, let's try this again. Area code 510, can you hear me? Are you with me? 510-649, your hand is raised. So I'm not sure if you had a question, comment, or request, or if we're having an issue with the board. I have your line open. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I did make every attempt. Area code 510-649, if you can hear me. And if you can't hear me in the live chat, please do press the number one. There may be an issue here. Divine peace and blessings. Can I be heard now live in the chat? Hello, hello. Thank you, Queen B1. Divine peace and blessings. So, caller, you may have just inevitably or accidentally, if you will, hit the number one. But if you did have a question, comment, or request, area code 510-649, I did attempt to open your line. So if you are speaking or attempting to speak, it's not coming through. And I do apologize and ask that you would try again at a later date. But indeed, all is truly a blessing. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for your divine being and presence. I saw Ra'el Caribbean Radio Show, another of our faithful community members, GT Dan, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Twin Flame Lover. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you taking your time and energy to be and to be present here with us on Blog Talk Radio. We most certainly do appreciate you. Area code 510, did you have a question or comment?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just happy to be here. My phone was having some problems, and I'm so sorry if I left you guys up in the air and you were waiting for me to say something. So I apologize for that. I'm so sorry about that.
And I realize, especially you and Amenti, y'all have a lot going on.
Yeah.
She kind of disappeared on us for a minute there, too, but she probably got a call or something. But I most certainly do appreciate you as well as all of our live guests for being present. This is Goddess Mother of Orisha on the line. Please do take the time to visit her in the Queen's Chamber of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. She is a new practitioner to Keen, and we wish to show her support. So do take the time to call her live or send her an email request at your convenience. She is waiting to receive your question, comments, and requests via her Keen link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Again, I'm humbled, honored, appreciative for each and every one of your divine being and presence here on Blog Talk Radio. We have made a transition. I have moved, honestly, humanly, I have taken on a lot. Some would say I might have bitten off more than I can chew, but I do believe that I am following the voice and direction of spirit. So the show has been sort of inconsistent, but we are reconfirming, recommitting to the Blog Talk Radio show right here and right now, today, in this divine moment in time space, June 28, 2011, and I will be present here at least Monday through Friday. Now, I may be taking the weekends off a little bit more regularly or infrequently, and we'll broadcast when I can on the weekends, but I will try and make more of a commitment to the Monday through Friday here on Blog Talk Radio. There are many who are committed to the show, and indeed, I am committed to being present. We are a result-oriented house of voodoo, hoodoo, and abaya, and indeed, we want to be present with you and for you in any endeavor here on Blog Talk Radio each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, and of course, by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And, of course, through our virtual temple groups, which can also be found on mycampage.com/thedivineprince. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. So meet the challenge, meet the challenger, knowing how to ride out the weather and maintain home foundation is essential to spiritual health. Being consistent, but also be open to spirit and to the ever-changing laws of spiritual relativity, that being that all things within this physical earth plane dimension are relative, are seasonal, cyclical, spherical, ever-changing, for which many of us are just ill-prepared to navigate. So build your foundation, build your strength, build your power, your mojo on that which is truly absolute and enduring. And the spirit realm indeed truly is more real, more tangible, more evident than this physical plane, earth plane dimension for which many are just ill-prepared to navigate. But build in spirit, and you will find that whatever the weather, whatever the change, whatever the challenge, the challenger, you will always be able to manifest purely, spiritually, authentically, for your best good at any given time and moment. And begin with how you view challenge, how you view the challenger. Give it another name, give it another meaning, another purpose, other than that which feeds and supports the negative. And you will find that you will be rewarded greatly, greatly in spirit and in truth. I offer each and every one of you divine serenity and tranquility, peace and blessings, community and co-unity with the Divine Prince. And the Power Lunch, this square circle of gods and goddesses, they welcome you to be present here with me on tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live and in archive, always at your convenience, from this beautiful, historic, legendary, enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, remembering that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe. Hey,